Now is the time for you to just lie back and take time for yourself. Right now, all you need to do is simply relax, because this is your time. If you haven't already done so, you can close your eyes as you continue to relax, concentrating on my voice now as you drift deeper and deeper into a calm and peaceful tranquility. And you can take a few deep breaths, relaxing, breathing in and out, in and out. Just letting your chest rise and fall all by itself. Knowing that with each and every breath you take, you continue to relax more and more, drifting deeper and deeper still, freeing your mind of any worries or stress, because here, everything is so very calm, everything is so very safe. So you know you can fully relax, you can go deeper and deeper still, and just let go. As you lie there perfectly calm, perfectly at ease, you concentrate on your breathing, all the while continue to relax, freeing your mind of any worries or stress you may have. Because here, right now, everything is calm, everything is safe, so you can sink deeper and deeper, becoming more and more relaxed. As you lie back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting on the pillow, and you can be aware of your head relaxing on the pillows, knowing that those pillows will fully support the weight of your head. You don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back nice and relaxed and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that the couch will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, just as you relax back into that couch, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere, you don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream, you hear all the sounds around you, the sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they're a comfortable reminder that the world is still safely turning. You can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles, all the way to your feet and your toes. Even your arms and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing. That gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take and every word I speak, you can just let go. As you relax there, listening and enjoying these moments all for yourself, you can let your mind drift and dream. And I'd like to imagine something for me. You're standing at the top of 10 steps, beautiful stairs in an old stately home, somewhere you've been or somewhere you've seen in a film or on television. Or perhaps it's somewhere new, a place you're creating for yourself right now. But you know, as you make your way down those stairs, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more. With every number I count, you can just let go of any stress and tensions and just drift down into a wonderfully quiet and calm place. And at the bottom of the steps is a short corridor that leads to a door to a very special place, a room where no one ever goes but you. And in that room, you can feel just exactly as you'd want to feel here today. Relaxed, refreshed, perfectly at ease. And to find this special place, all you need to do is to make your way down those stairs. So as I count down from 10 to 0, you can just find yourself relaxing with each number, drifting deeper now, my voice following as I count 10. Just find yourself relaxing more and more, every step down, taking you closer to that room inside to 9, stepping down to 8, perfectly at ease as you carry on down to 7. And there's a handrail strong and solid on the wall alongside you, worn smooth by years of use. And you realise that you've been down these stairways many, many times, and that this room exists inside you already, ready to be accessed and gain the strength and understanding you already possess. And 6. There's a picture on the wall beside you, a picture that inspires you as you watch it forming. I don't know if it's a picture or perhaps a photograph of someone you know, someone you love, or a painting of a special place that gives you peace and confidence. Somewhere special you've been, or somewhere you know. Or perhaps it's still a swirling mass of colour that hasn't quite formed yet, creating a feeling of strength that comes to you, directly, deep from within your subconscious, allowing you to trust in the process as you take another step down to 5, halfway down those steps, curious as to what you'll find as you continue down from 4 to 3. Almost as if you're walking on a cushion of air, not quite touching the steps anymore, floating on down from 3 to 2. Every muscle just loosening and relaxing. You can see that hallway, you can see the door at the end. As you look forward to finding that room, that special place deep inside, a place you know already exists, but just finding it for yourself again now, you step down from 2 to 1. Almost all the way down those stairs now, just floating down that final step from 1 to 0. And you can relax your shoulders, every muscle, every fibre of your being, perfectly at ease. And you make your way along the corridor that's lined with pictures. Pictures of people or places that inspire you, that keep you safe, make you feel comfortable. Reminders of all the success you've already achieved in your life. Certificates, smiling faces of friends, family and loved ones. And as you walk down that corridor, you walk past a grandfather clock, an old antique grandfather clock. You can hear it ticking, marking the gentle pass of time. As you stop and look at the hands on the face, you suddenly understand that the sound of the tick is just the sound of a moment passing. And the space in between the ticks is where we truly exist. Space in between the ticks is a very moment in which all is real. And you can choose to place your mind in that space, now, as you watch the hands slowly moving around the face, realising that although you've been round so many, many times, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, for weeks, months, years, decades and centuries, those hands can only tell the very moment in which you truly exist, now. Because the past has gone, and gone with it is the opportunity to change what happened. And yet you understand the wonderful truth is we don't have to change the past. You have coped with and survived everything from your past. And the future is just a dream that you can colour with bright, clear possibility. And you can choose to imagine your future just as you'd want it to be. You can fill it with joy and happiness and all the success that you truly deserve. But it all begins in this very moment where all is real, in between the ticks of the clock. And before you move on from the clock in front of you, you see your reflection in the glass window of the cabinet. As the pendulum swings back and forth deep inside, back and forth, back and forth. And you catch your reflection and you notice that something's already changed. As you stand reflected in that glass, something has already changed. You can't quite catch what it is. Perhaps it's that you're standing more confidently, or that there's a smile on your face or happiness in your eyes. A joy radiating from you that you can witness in that reflection for yourself now. This inspires you as you turn and move forward, floating down along the corridor to a door of a room where no one ever goes but you. That room in which you can discover so much about yourself,
and that you'll find that comfort, peace and understanding that already exists deep inside you. For in that room you can imagine and create and rehearse and be the very person you seek to be, the very person you truly are. Before you open that door, you study it. You catch every detail. You notice whether it's hinged on the left or the right, its size, shape, its colour, texture, design. Will it open towards you or away? Will it creak or glide open? Is it light or heavy, old or new? And you see the handle. And before you reach out to open the door, you notice the lock. And I wonder where the key is. Is it in your pocket or around your neck on a length of twine? Or is it already in your hand, an old, ornate brass key that's cool to touch but warming as you hold it in your hand? Wherever that key is, you know that this room is never locked to you, and that this room is always accessible to you now, because all you need to do is simply remember that it exists deep inside you right now. Because to open that door, you simply use your mind. Your mind is the key that unlocks the door. As you find yourself stepping through into the room that is just exactly as you chose it to be, all around you flows a feeling of safety and comfort, bringing a strength that flows through you and radiates from you, inspiring you to trust in the positive future that you create for yourself now. Each day you feel more and more confident, more capable and more connected with all your inner skills and resources, resources that are waiting here now for you to tap into and enjoy.
Now, while you're pondering on these thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world, so isolated that they rarely saw visitors from the outside world, and the people of the village had a secret. They had a magical painting, being given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, as long as this picture stays in the village, everything would go right for the people of the village. The people felt safe having this picture. One day another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome, and they let him stay in the room where the painting was kept. And when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left, the painting had been taken away. The villages were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone, and life could never be again the way they'd pictured it. They looked out the window, and the blue sky had turned dark, the trees had stopped blooming, and the birds no longer sang, and they felt very sad. Then one of the young women in the village went over to where the painting had been on the wall, and she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds, and then some of the others joined her, and soon all the people were cooperating in making this painting. They all got so absorbed in the painting. And it wasn't until the young woman looked out the window and said, look, everything is changing. And they realised that the sky had become blue again, and the birds were singing again, and the trees were back in bloom. Starting now, more and more, you'll realise that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts and the way you think about situations. You'll be able to shift your thoughts the way you think about situations. You'll be able to shift your thoughts to the positive aspects. Look at the positive aspects of living. Enjoy every day. You become more and more aware that if life situations are not always the way you want them to be, you'll work to change them without frustration, without anger, without being bothered. You'll work to change things that are not the way you want them, but you'll do it in a calm and peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You become more and more aware that everyone has problems in living. But you'll also be aware that as you become more mature, that you can face problems with calm, with strength and determination to work to improve them. When you cannot change things, you'll accept them calmly. You'll be aware that anger and frustration do not help. You'll realise that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste. Bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today,
the will to change everything that is changeable. You can change with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, without anger. We'll be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future, which will never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen. You'll let the worries go, you'll enjoy the day, you'll let yourself go, you'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life.
Soon this wonderful, calm, relaxing experience will draw to a close. But you now know you have the power and strength to always feel as good as you do right now. Calm, confident, and in full control. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows, and your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. For this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt, with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth. Now each and everything you do better than you've done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, know that you are relaxed, in perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed, and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means tomorrow your confidence grows. The day after, it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control. You calm your mind and you disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, confident and competent. You are your own person. And as you leave here today, go forth into the world looking forward with a new, determined optimism. You are armed now with the knowledge and understanding of the very person, unique and special, your real self. Confident in your own abilities, to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognise what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are. You'll be happy with all you have to do. Yesterday is gone, and with it's gone all the influences that can make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination, but today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live. And then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not?